From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Friday, May 31st. Coming up, we'll learn more about a new entertainment district coming to downtown Champaign that will be a space for adults to listen to music, support local businesses, and establish a sense of community. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. In central Illinois, there are mixed reactions to former President Donald Trump's guilty verdict.
Actually, I was very surprised that he was guilty on all 34 counts. And I guess I'm surprised because he gets away with everything.
I just don't think there was enough information to make it clear, a clear verdict. I think there was too much involved into it.
I think similar, that some of the evidence wasn't exactly clear. Could have been a little more personally before the verdict, but it is what it is.
You were listening to the opinions of Stephanie Goodwin of Champaign, Kyle Nierenhausen, and Morgan Nierenhausen of Rantoul. All three say the verdict will not change the way they plan to vote in November. Governor J.B. Pritzker says justice has been served by the guilty verdict on all counts in Donald Trump's hush money criminal trial. The Democratic governor says that, quote, after facing a jury of his peers, Donald Trump is exposed as the liar and fraud that he is. Pritzker predicts that Trump will never be reelected president. But Illinois Republican Congressman Mike Bost says the verdict will not weaken the former president's election chances. And fellow Republican Mary Miller dismissed the trial on Facebook as a, quote, complete sham, and accused the judge and prosecutor of siding with the Biden administration. The judge in the trial, New York Judge Juan Mershon, was appointed by Mayor Mike Bloomberg in 2006 when Bloomberg was a Republican. Bloomberg later ran for president as a Democrat. Illinois missed its chance to regulate Delta 8 this spring. On the 21st show, Democratic House Speaker Chris Welch said he didn't have the votes to regulate the hemp-derived cousin to marijuana.
That is an issue that our diverse caucus has different opinions on. I do think it's going to take a little bit more time to get our caucus in a place for it to pass.
The Food and Drug Administration says Delta 8 products may have different concentrations of ingredients, have misleading labels, or be contaminated by potentially harmful chemicals. Illinois' highly regulated cannabis industry backed a bill banning Delta 8. The hemp industry asked for more government oversight instead. Welch hopes to pass legislation on the issue in the fall veto session. After years of advocacy, family rights groups in Illinois are claiming victory. Earlier this week, the Illinois legislature passed a permanent state child tax credit. The credit would initially be 20% of the taxpayer's state-earned income tax credit and would apply to each child under the age of 12. Crystal Peters with the nonprofit Workers' Center for Racial Justice says her group won't stop fighting for more relief.
This is just a stepping stone towards getting the families included that we also want to be included and to fight for.
Advocates have been pushing for a $300 tax credit per child under 18, but Peter says they are happy with this amount. The measure was part of Illinois' budget for the upcoming fiscal year. Still to come, we'll learn more about a new entertainment district coming to downtown Champaign. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
Next time on the 21st Show, we're talking about the Trump guilty verdict, and we want to hear from you. What do you think of this? Will it affect your vote? And what does it say about our justice system? Leave a voicemail at 217-300-2121. That's 217-300-2121. Then join us next time on the 21st Show.
This is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield.
The beat just represents downtown Champaign.
Okay.
Right? We want and need the community to understand that We've got an unbelievable, vibrant downtown. Mm-hmm. We want people to come back out, patronize the bars, the restaurants, and just be in the space. So we've created what we call The Beat. Uh-huh. The Beat is downtown. It's happening. It's where you should be. It's where we want the community to be. But we also have identified an area, Market Street. So we're going to block it off. We have a stage in the middle. Uh-huh. We're going to have food trucks. We're going to have an area that's seating where there might be some games planned. Mm-hmm. Poor Brothers and Seven Saints restaurants anchor, so they're going to have bags out. And it's just going to be a fun environment, right? And you know how much I love live music. So yeah, we're going to really feature bands, you know, new artists, mm-hmm, local acts, regional acts, and we're going to do some national acts as well down on our stage. It'll start late night, okay, right? So when you think about, we have a very fantastic what we call Friday Night Live, yes, right? On three or four corners downtown Champaign, there's live music, there's entertainment, mm-hmm, people are walking, you know, hanging out, listening, patronizing, sitting outside restaurants, just imagining this summer, right?
Yeah.
It's the beat, it's the vibe, it's the community,
yeah,
right? Come on down, feel the beat.
I can feel it. Yes. I can feel it. Yeah, the rhythm, the flow.
Yes.
And it is fun. And I do think, and I don't know for sure, and maybe you can speak on it if you know, I feel like especially after COVID, sometimes it was hard to get people back outside and get the downtown life, I guess, back up to what it was in the past, where people can just kind of experience a sense of community.
There's no doubt that yeah, COVID and that period in our lives, mm-hmm, and our communities, we're still feeling the ramifications of that, right? And people just, their habits changed, right? Yeah. And they stayed in and they stay in, right? So that's part of the impetus for what we're doing, right? Is we want the community to know that downtown is alive, like I said, vibrant. Mm-hmm. You know, the businesses really need it, right?
Yeah.
We're still in a recovery mode as a community. And so how we can, you know, come together, get folks back out is the feeling behind the beat. And so, yes, you're yeah, right. Like habits, process of how people, you know, socialize, interact, their social habits of dining out, right?
Yeah.
We have Uber Eats, right? And folks are having stuff delivered in, right? So all of that, again, is part of the driver behind the beat and getting people back out.
Yeah. When I bartended, there was an outdoor area. It no longer exists as an outdoor area, but I remember there were, like, the noise compliances. We had to stop early,
yeah,
and we could still do stuff inside, but it is kind of nice when there's something designated for people to be able to spend those summer nights outside,
yes,
and
yes,
just feel the music and enjoy themselves and, yes, support all of the local businesses and the performers.
Yeah, and then part of our attraction to the Market Street area is, while there are some folks who live in the buildings downtown upstairs,
sure,
number of apartments, and part of that renovation through the years, mm-hmm, is residential apartments upstairs. But for the most part, Market Street is not in line with the residential area. Mm-hmm. So that helps with the ideal space of why we've chosen Market Street for the entertainment district late night.
Yeah.
And we want to encourage the restaurants and bars to stay open later now, right? So if you come downtown Champaign about 8 o'clock during the week, it's pretty slow.
Sure.
And on the weekends, about 10:30, it's pretty slow. So we have to change that dynamic and get people back out.
Yeah.
Transitioning,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So it's going to be a great mixture, Kim, of DJs, live music, different genres of music. We kicked off with Toast of Taylor Street. We had a hip-hop band.
Yes.
We had a blues band.
Yes.
We
it
had a
happening.
Rock band. It was happening, right? We're also excited about just letting folks know what's going on in the bars,
yeah,
and the restaurants. We've got some incentive grants to encourage our businesses to bring in entertainment, live music, mm-hmm, and so.
And it's the Beat Champaign.com for people who want to see a lineup.
You know, I mentioned the website. You know, we also, you know, want just check out MTD buses that are moving around, right?
Yes.
So thanks to MTD, we're going to be partnering with them for information scrolling on the buses, you
yes,
know, internal marketing in the buses,
cool,
you know, so it'll be really nice.
I'm excited for it. I love live music also, and I love the warm weather.
Yes.
So this is
yes,
a good combination.
That's right.
Thank you so much, Tracy.
Thank you.
The Beat kicks off tonight, Friday, May 31st, following Friday Night Live, and will run every Friday through October. For more information, you can visit thebeatchampaign.com. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be sunny with a high of 80 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Reginald Hardwick, Jim Meadows, Emily Hayes, Mawa Iqbal, and Kimberly Schofield. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Monday. Have a great weekend.